Vikings game plan continues with Wobby, Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com, here to analyze not only the winning formula into the 5-0 start to the 2016 season, but take a look at the DraftKings fantasy focus, where the Vikings defense, which includes special teams, by the way, and quarterback Sam Bradford, honestly, they've both been terrific.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Vikings defense among the league leaders at not giving up points in real football and among the league leaders in scoring points in fantasy football.
Here's the rush, and it's intercepted. Eric Kendricks, he'll score.
Rodgers pressured. Down he goes at the 44-yard line.
Osweiler set. Tom Johnson leading the charge.
They're going to be spendy, but they're going to be worth it because they are a top-scoring defense, and they can give you the edge.
Yeah, those sacks, a safety at Carolina, a couple of defensive touchdowns, Marcus Sherrills with two punt return touchdowns. That helps you win weeks.
Absolutely, and maybe more to come because the Vikings special teams has been good seemingly every single week. Marcus Sherrills already has two punt return touchdowns.
And this one will be played by Sherrills. Crosses the 30, only the kicker to beat. Sherrills breaking free into the end zone for the Minnesota touchdown.
Now, Sam Bradford has six touchdowns against zero picks. When he plays at home, his yardage number is creeping close to 300 yards a game in sneaky fashion because he's so new here. Sam has been a great fantasy football option.
Steady. He's absolutely steady for you. One or two touchdowns every single week. And you can't help but think there's more to come with Sam. I mean, he's really only been here a little over a month, which is really hard to believe. Yet he is demonstrating a mastery of this offense. So I think there is more to come with Sam Bradford, and what we've seen has already been enough to plug him into your fantasy lineup. So if there's more to come, things are looking good for Bradford.
Sam has been the A topic with the winning formula offensively for the Vikings. Let's look at defense. What do you think the winning formula has been through five?
It's been really awesome to see the Vikings take the ball away from other teams. And last year, the Vikings defense was really good, number three in scoring defense. But we talked all offseason, Paul, what's the next step for this defense? Well, it's taking the ball away and creating short fields for the offense. And that's what the Vikings defense has done this year. They lead the NFL in takeaways going into the bye week. They're taking it away on strip sacks. They're taking it away via interceptions. They are giving the offense short fields, and sometimes they're taking it to the house. Harrison Smith came that close to a pick six of his own against the Houston Texans. So this defense right now is on fire.
And from a special team standpoint, the winning formula not only has been Jeff Locke with 13 punts inside the 20, Cordarrelle Patterson still number one in the NFL for kick return average, just a shade under 30 per. We've talked about Marcus Sherrills, the coverage units and the work Mike Prefer and his assistant Ryan Ficken do. It's impeccable.
It really is. And I think what I would go, the winning formula for them, the key has been they just don't make mistakes, knock on wood. I mean, there have been no gaffes. There have been no awful plays on special teams. You haven't seen a bunch of missed tackles.
Yeah.
You haven't seen a turnover on special teams. They are just so sound. No mistakes. You got to credit the coaching staff and the players for that.
It's been a great start. 5-0. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. From the TCO studios, that is the bi-week version of Vikings game plan.